It's quite scary if you think about it. On average, there's about 19 million credit users, but about 14 million of that is in a situation where the credit status is obviously where they've been listed or they at a point where they are going to be blacklisted. And about half of that is in serious trouble. That is where the credit providers are actually considering repossession of these of your items, or whether it's a car or whether it's for a loan, and now they want to repossess your movable assets, or unfortunately it's the bank that wants to foreclose. So it's a very scary situation at the moment. I think that most households are having that same problem at the moment. At the moment, you'll have to see where you can save. Obviously, you're going to have to draw up a budget. You're going to have to look at your income. Where are you earning income? What exactly are you getting out of that income? Then you have to go look at your expenses. So you're going to have to go and do a whole spreadsheet as to what are your expenses. If you obviously see from your expenses list that there's a few luxuries that your children or you yourself can do without, then see whether you can obviously reduce that. If you see that instead of maybe using your own transport, see if you can join a Lyft club or whether you can obviously use public transport. So you're going to have to look at your income and closely to all of your expenses. And then obviously you've got to look at where all the specials are. If it is your consumables, like your food and your toiletries or your cleaning products, if you can save on that, then obviously do that. If you have other problems, say, for instance, with your car, your insurance, or your medical aid, see where you can obviously reduce that. I think it's just don't leave it. Don't hope that something is going to happen. Don't be ashamed. I think most South Africans are in the same position, so it's nothing to be ashamed of. But if I just can go back to the credit amnesty there, if there are quite a few mothers out there who have been blacklisted or who have judgments on their name, but they've left it because they obviously can't afford an attorney now to assist them and clear their credit record, they have to be aware. Go read the articles about the upcoming credit amnesty. They must not think that this is going to happen and your credit record is going to be cleared. The credit amnesty is going to come into place to help South Africans who have been blacklisted. They're going to set up regulations that if your account is behind, then obviously they want to bring in rules to give you a bit more time. So now if your account is, say, a month behind, a creditor will go and list you. They want to bring in rules that your account has to be 3 or more months behind. They also want to bring in rules to protect these moms and dads. You know, if you owed someone 10 years ago, now all of a sudden a debt collector is phoning you and arresting you. They want to bring in rules to protect you where they can't go and arrest you for this debt. It has prescribed, say, you've missed your opportunity to take this to court and to arrest the debtor or the mom. So all of this will come in place. Another benefit of that, if you have been listed as a slow payer, we haven't paid your account, we have a judgment, there's certain rules of those that are going to come into place. If your debt is less than 10,000, you might fall under one of those debtors who will then be unlisted. So this will be an opportunity for you to go to a credit provider, get a loan, because now your credit score is cleared, get a loan and see whether you can obviously reduce some of your debt. But you have to go do your homework. Go read, see where you can get the best interest rate, and obviously first see whether you can afford it at that time, but also in future. Don't budget just for now, for month to month. You've got to obviously take into consideration what future expenses you are going to have. Debt counting, I think, is a good option for someone. I think first, if you obviously see that you are behind with your payments towards your creditors, see whether you can phone them first. Make an arrangement with them. Advise them of your situation. Even provide them with proof of your income and expenses. Don't just leave it, because if you leave it, that credit provider will go and list you without even notifying you, because you haven't notified them as to why you're not paying or whether you are going to pay. Debt counseling. If you see that you can't obviously come right with your with your credit provider, or you don't have the energy to do so, you can approach a debt counselor. That is basically like a financial advisor. They will look at your debt. They will look at your income, your expenses. Just like I just said, you have to do your own income and expenses like a budget. They can do that for you. They will look at what needs to be paid first, and they will see, okay, where can you save? Once you are registered for debt counseling, they will then obviously communicate with your creditors. They will be the ones phoning them. Once you are under debt counseling, there is quite a lot of benefits to that. And one of the most important things is that you're going to be protected against legal action. So once you have that agreement, it means those credit providers are no longer going to phone you. They're no longer going to harass you. This is obviously if they accept the offer from the debt counselor. They're no longer going to take legal action against you because there is an arrangement in place for you to pay. So that is one of the most biggest benefits, I think, to debt counseling. And obviously is that someone is taking that pressure off yourself, and they are communicating with all third parties and the credit providers.